The final U.S. Senate races of the 2020 to 2021 election cycle have continued a pattern that's emerged over the past decade or so. Senate election results are very much in sync with states' presidential votes. With Raphael Warnock's victory over appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler and John Ossoff's defeat of Senator David Perdue, 34 of this cycle's 35 Senate races were won by candidates of the same party that carried the state in the presidential contest. The lone exception was Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. The vast majority of the regular and special Senate elections held since 2012 to 158 of 176 have been won by candidates who belonged to or were aligned with the party that won that state's most recent presidential race, according to a Pew Research Center analysis of election results going back to 1980. For more, visit pewresearch.org.